Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. In life, every single one of us have a past, both beautiful and ugly. Incidentally, many people have allowed their past to define who they are today and who they become tomorrow. On Produce Step Up today, I want to share with you an important message. The message is this: do not allow your past to limit you. I am bringing this message across to you. Like I said before, so many people have allowed their past to limit them, and there are people who have had worst past, yet they did not in any way allow that bad past to keep them down. Please, I'm not trying to say that the past doesn't have any consequences or is insignificant in our life or who we become. My point is that yes, your past may have been bad, but you can work on your present so as to create a future that is far more better, that cannot be compared in value, in worth, to your past. I want you to bear something in mind. Your past is past already. That's the first thing I think you should bear in mind. When I say it's past already, I'm not trying to say that, I'm not trying to treat it light. I'm saying this so that you understand that it's something that has happened. You can't change it. At the age of 18, you got impregnated while you were in SS2. Can you change it? And of course, you have a child. You can't go and kill the child now. And you can't change that thing. While you were 16 years old, you joined gangs. You started smoking. They imprisoned you. You just came out of prison and you're now 25. Can you change that occurrence? No. But what can you change? You can change what you do with your today to ensure that you have a future far better than the past you have had. See, there's nobody that doesn't make mistakes in life. I don't want to start talking about people and their mistakes. Virtually every human being makes mistakes. They make very bad mistakes. They make grievous mistakes. However, some of those who have had bad experiences, bad mistakes, bad background and all that have moved on with their lives such that when you look at their today, you can't see the similarity. I mean, their future, their present life cannot be compared in any way to their past. The reason is this: they got to the point in time in their life where they realized that this is a past that has passed. And they treated that past as a past, therefore they begin to work on the present to have the future they really desire. Now that's the first thing I say I should bear in mind here, that you understand that your past is past. You cannot change it. You cannot do anything about it. However, you can do a whole lot of things about today to ensure you have the kind of future you desire. Please understand this. You have things people have done to you that really hurt you, that has kept you where you are today, which you don't like. There's a very weird, simple way to treat it as a past. Do not allow the regrets of the past, the regrets of your mistakes, to continue to weigh you down. Do not go into your tomorrow. Do not live your today's life. Do not live today with regrets. Do not live today with pains and bitterness for the person that caused your current pain. You trusted him with all your heart. You loved him. You turned down every other proposal from different people. Yet, at the last minute, he says, I'm not marrying you again. It's not a reason to begin to look at your life like, you are a miserable person. Do not continue to look at him with anger and bitterness. Understand that he has done his own bit. However, you have today, you have a life today. You can work on this life today such that when he sees you tomorrow, he will understand that indeed he has made a very big mistake. You can work on your today such that when you see him tomorrow, you will bless the name of the Lord for allowing him treat you in that fashion. The point is this: the past you cannot change, don't allow it to bog you down. The past you cannot change, don't allow it to keep you down. And this is how these things are done. I'm not saying it's easy to forget the past though. Yeah, I'm not saying that. How can I say that? Now, but this is what I'm saying. Train yourself. You may have to work on your mind and all of those things until you get yourself to the point where you understand that, this thing is gone. And you can't change it. You work on the ones you can change. And that is the future that is ahead of you. And a very simple way of doing that is just understand that, this is my currency to create the future I truly desire. When you have done that, the next thing I think you should do is that when you have been able to get your past really in the past, what I want you to do is to focus on your today's opportunities and begin to cash in on it to build the future you really desire. Your today's opportunities are the time, the power, the energy, and the life you have to create the future you truly desire. Let me tell you something. There's hardly any bad past that cannot be erased. by the lifestyle you live today to create a future that you really desire. There are many stories like that. You know this woman preacher, Joyce Meyer? He said that I was abused, raped again and again at certain age, very tender age, yet I've become a very powerful preacher in the whole world. Ben Carson said he was called a dullard, but today he's a world-renowned neurosurgeon. Thomas Edison, I read, his mother was told that this guy can't read, but we know Thomas Edison, who invented incandescent electric bulb. What this tells us is this. We may have a past where people looked at us like we are nobodies. Ben Carson was a very angry person. He has hot temper issues, but today I don't think he had temper issues. If he did, he would have been replying Donald Trump anyhow. But the point is this. This guy recognized he had a problem. It was his past. He began to work on his present to create the future we see him today, the Ben Carson we know him today as. So please begin to utilize the time you have today, the opportunities you have to build the future you desire. In your SS3, you failed WAEC so much you have to write it 8 times and eventually even passed because somebody had to come and do expo for you. Now you are in the university. You can create a better tomorrow for yourself by settling down to read with every seriousness in you. You can create a better by taking time to study in depth to understand and resolving not to indulge in exam and practice. Yes, you are that person I talked about who got pregnant at age of 18 in secondary school and therefore you stopped school temporarily. Go back to school. It's a past. Don't go and marry anything in the name of husband because you got impregnated at a very early age and therefore to cover the shame you now go and marry. No, you have a life beyond that experience. You have a life beyond that mistake. I see it as a mistake, and mistakes can be corrected by one thing, and that is ensuring you don't repeat it and doing everything you can to cancel its effect in your life. The point I'm making is this. You may have committed adultery and therefore lost your husband, may have stolen and therefore gone to jail, but please understand that you have a present and you can use that present to create the future you desire. It's when you can do that that you ensure that your past do not limit you. One more thing I think you should bear in mind is that even when you are trying to create the future you desire, people will still look at you based on your past. They will judge you in accordance with your past. Please ignore them. Don't mind them. The problem they have is that they still have the old version of you. They will be using the outdated version of you. And before you know what's happening, they won't be able to assess you because your version they have in their brain is the old version. They may look down on you, talk down on you, and insult you because of your past. Surprise them. How do you do it? Live your today so well that when they see your future, they won't be able to marry two of them together. The important thing is this. Every single one of us have bad past. Either bad past because of our background, bad past because of our mistakes, bad past because of our failure to do what we should do. But please understand, we must not allow them to limit us. And the way forward is this. Recognize that past as past. Maximize today's opportunities. And do not look at those who judge you based on your past. When you can do this thing, you will obviously soar high, higher than anybody can imagine, based on your past. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Bruju Step Up, brought to you by Bruju World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit bruju.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Bruju World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.